let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In her book, From Overwhelmed to Inspired, Your Personal Guide to Health and Well-Being, Dr. Mary Jane Rogers guides us on a journey towards personal empowerment and well-being. She cuts through the misinformation of most diet and exercise fads to help us discover the true essentials of wellness and how to attain better health, improved relationships, and a deeper connection to our inner source. Dr. Mary Jane is recognized as an industry innovator and pioneer, an exercise physiologist with over 30 years of experience in the health and wellness industry. Her expertise has been featured on numerous radio and television programs, publications such as Shape and Self magazines, and the Wall Street Journal. Known for her ability to break down complicated information, making it understandable and relatable. Dr. Mary Jane Rogers, author of From Overwhelmed to Inspired, Your Personal Guide to Health and Well-Being, winner, by the way, of the prestigious Pinnacle Achievement Award for books in the health category, joins us now on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
There is so much to talk about during the course of the program tonight. And let's first of all talk about, I think in reading the book, one thing I take away is that we're all unique. Is that where this all starts? We have to understand, discover, and celebrate our uniqueness.
That's right. Oftentimes we're caught in the situation where we compare ourselves with other people, especially now with the boom of social media and with magazines, television, telling us what we should be like, what we should look like, how we should behave. And we compare ourselves to other people rather than celebrate our own strength and recognize who we are and what we have to offer the world.
Yeah, with social media, we see everybody out there, and of course, they don't show the failures in their lives. They show their successes or their manufactured successes in life, and we compare ourselves to their optimum, and that's really, I'm assuming, very detrimental to us.
To a false image, and the same is true with magazines. Everything is photoshopped. We're not really seeing the real person.
I mentioned the title of the book, From Overwhelmed to Inspired, Your Personal Guide to Health and Well-Being. One thing you talk about is profound wellness, and I love that expression. It's an expression of yours. What explain exactly profound wellness.
Well, when I came up with the idea of profound wellness, I thought of two things, but the main thing is the idea that we have the ability to feel good about ourselves and to just feel good in our lives. And when we can incorporate all these different aspects of wellness, then we have a sense of buoyancy and vitality and vivaciousness that we have to offer not only ourselves, but the people in our lives. And that transcends to everyone that we work with or deal with in our lives. So it really does become a profound experience of wellness.
Well, it's interesting, as I'm reading, if we have love within us, if the love starts within us, it makes us better people and more likable to other people and more acceptable of other people, doesn't it?
That's right. If we have, you know, it seems we hear it all the time, but we never really pay much attention to it, this idea that we have to love ourselves in order to love other people and to be loved. If we aren't loving ourselves and multiple ways, then other people, we're unable to accept the love from other people, and we're also unable to give it freely. If we can't give it freely to ourselves, how can we give it freely to someone else?
With us on This Week in America is Dr. Mary Jane Rogers. Her book is From Overwhelmed to Inspired, Your Personal Guide to Health and Well-Being. Her website is Dr. Mary Jane, and that's JAYNE.com, DrMaryJane.com. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on for all the information. Book available, of course, at Amazon as well. A wealth of information at our website, and I would encourage you to visit there. This really isn't a diet or exercise book, is it? And I say that because so many people are looking for the fad diet. What is happening right now? How can I lose 8 pounds over the course of the next week? Of course, you gained it then within the next 2 or 3 weeks after that. But this is not aimed at exercise or diet, is it?
Well, no. I think It would sell a lot of books
Yes.
if I promised, a prescribed diet and exercise program that was going to promise that you were going to have miraculous results. And what happens is millions of people have spent millions of dollars on books and equipment and diet and food that haven't worked for them. Back to your original point, we're all unique, and where we have to come from in our journey toward wellness is the idea of, who am I and what are my personal needs and how do I fulfill those? And in this book, we just give the factual scientific information about how to treat yourself healthfully. And in doing so, we feel better. And it doesn't take much to feel better. And feeling better is what makes us want to participate in life more fully.
Well, and you talk, this is interesting, and again, it's very relatable. Making the best choices for health, an easy-to-remember acronym, OWN. Go through and break that down, because you can remember OWN, and those three words literally could change your life.
They will, and it was easy. OWN is oxygen, basically dealing with breath, and the breath that comes from mindful movement, not crazy extreme exercise, but moving mindfully. And the W has to do with water and hydration. And that is a promise that I will make, is that if you get hydrated the way you need to be hydrated, you will feel better. And the last one is nourishment. And I hate to use the term necessarily nutrition, because that sounds really clinical and difficult. But nourishment is something that feeds us and makes us feel better, and that's the whole idea.
Go back to oxygen, because I've heard it said that if things get tense, just breathe. In fact, on my watch, it tells me to breathe, whether I really want to breathe or not. And I'm thinking, that's really not a bad idea. Is it that simple? It's just take a deep breath can make some of the problems sort of go away or lessen some of the problems.
Certainly, and breathing. It's, we think to ourselves, well, of course I'm breathing. I would be dead if I wasn't breathing.
Yes, yes.
But what happens is when we become stressed or tense, all of those muscles around the diaphragm and the ribs, when they are not expanding, we become tense. We breathe through these ancillary muscles of our neck. We're not getting enough oxygen to the blood with every breath. And so we're literally starving ourselves of oxygen. If we're starving ourselves of oxygen, we're starving our brain of oxygen, and we're starving, all of our muscle cells and our heart and lungs of oxygen as well. So we're not going to feel good if we're not getting that oxygen.
Exactly. And it sort of slows everything down. The tempo changes, and suddenly the world's not coming at you at 120 miles an hour, and you can sort of sort things out. The book is From Overwhelmed to Inspired, Your Personal Guide to Health and Well-Being. Mary Jane Rogers, Dr. Mary Jane Rogers, our guest on the program. The book's available at our website, drmaryjane.com, Amazon, the usual places. Link on directly to the doctor's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the importance of having a personal vision of your wellness. Is that where it starts? And again, we're back to this concept of uniqueness. What you see in your goal is wellness may be different than what mine is.
That's right. What feels like wellness to me may not be wellness to you or to other people. And that's why I like to use the term of a journey, because it's as though you were going on vacation and you were going to set a destination, and how are you going to get there? My dream vacation might not be the same as your dream vacation.
Right.
We have different destinies in mind. So we have to understand where we're going, and in order to understand how to get there, so you can picture a map to your dream destination, and then you're going to decide along the way, how am I going to get to this place? And you have the power and the personal choice to make those decisions day by day, moment by moment.
And on that journey, with their various stops along the way, this is not where you hop on a supersonic train and you're there in 12 minutes and it's over with. Do we learn things on this journey? Do we evolve as we proceed on the journey?
Hopefully we're evolving. We're going to find that if we continue with this metaphor, we will have flat tires. We will run out of gas. We will have to change the oil. we will have things that we need to address in order to have a successful completion to reach our dream goal. And so when we do that, we learn along the way what's a good choice for us, what isn't a good choice for us. I mean, a classic example might be overindulging in alcohol. The next day, you think, oh, that was a bad choice. I made a bad choice from that, and now I'm going to learn from that experience and make a different choice next time. If you use that metaphor, that analogy on your road, maybe you take the wrong turn and you get lost briefly. But enjoy the scenery and get back on the road and get back toward your dream destination.
In the book, From Overwhelmed to Inspired, you give us tools that we can use to create our own personal wellness. One of those tools is compassion, and it's not something that would come off the top of your head when you ask somebody, what are the tools you would like for wellness? Explain compassion, the role that plays, and why that really adds significantly to our wellness.
Well, that's a really good question. And the thing to remember, it goes back to the conversation we were having about loving ourselves. We have to have compassion for ourselves. We have to treat ourselves as though we're somebody we care about. And that means that we're not going to say bad things about ourselves, like I'm fat or I'm ugly or I can't do this. It means that we're going to choose foods that are compassionate for our body. It means that we're going to move in ways that allows our body to become freer in movement rather than hurt or reject movement. So we use the compassion for ourselves in order to help ourselves understand that we deserve that. We deserve to feel better. We deserve to care about ourselves. And as we find this compassion for ourselves, then we can share it to others in our lives. And that's the beauty of this, is that we need to bring this into our own heart so that we can share it with the rest of the world.
You talk in the book so much about selves, and you talk about three selves. What are the three?
Well, the three selves are self-esteem. You're going to make me think about this now. Self-efficacy and self-respect. So if we put that in a different order, let's start with self-esteem. We have to feel good about ourselves. We have to know who we are, feel confident about who we are. We want to respect ourselves. We don't want to put, if we have respect for ourselves, we're not going to put stuff in our body that is toxic, that's going to harm us, that's going to make us feel bad. It's going to cause heart disease or diabetes. Self-efficacy is the idea that we know we can do it. It's that idea that I'm going to set out on this journey and I know that I'm capable of achieving my goals. So having those three things gives us the foundation to make the choices we need to make day by day to reach that dream wellness state that we're looking for.
The book is From Overwhelmed to Inspired, Your Personal Guide to Health and Well-Being. Mary Jane Rogers, the author. DrMaryJane.com is her website. Book available, of course, at Amazon as well. Time going by so quickly on the program. One of the things that I really like about the book is the workshops and the questionnaires that you have in the book. And talk about that, because it's not just reading something. We have the opportunity, when we read it, we can sort of go back over it in our own minds, make our personal notes, and we may forget about that. And a month later, we're looking back through there, and we've got, you know, our thoughts at the time, and they can help us out of some difficult situations and improve our wellness. You're making us think as we're doing this, aren't you? This is something where we're going to participate in this journey.
Exactly. And that's a really good point, because it's really more of a workbook. It's like this is your own workbook that you should take and put your notes in there and be able to go back to it, so that when we have these, when we're reading along in a book, we're going to be able to hold on to that knowledge much more clearly if we take it from our brain and into our hand and into a pen and put it on paper. It just helps cement the ideas a little bit more concretely into our lives and into our thought process. So the idea is to as we go through and talk about each of these concepts, to really think about who you are as an individual, what situation you're finding yourself in, and honestly, a big question, how do you feel? We are so busy in our everyday lives with whatever it might be, work, children, jobs, stress. Oftentimes, we don't even stop to think about, how do I actually feel? Do we even have a name for that? Am I tired? Am I happy? Am I content? So where are we on this scale of 1 to 10? How do I feel? And being able to put that down at any given moment gives us something to go back to say, oh, look at this. A few months ago, on a scale of 1 to 10, I was only a 1 or a 2, and now I'm a 5 or a 6. That's huge. That's a big improvement in how I'm feeling.
Is there something that reinforces when we go through that process of writing it down? I always find when I can think something, but when I write it down, they sort of take that memory to another level.
Exactly. It sort of makes you accountable to yourself.
Yes.
But it also gives you, as you mentioned, it gives you one the opportunity to say, you know, things when we're talking about improved health, it can improve for some of us so gradually that we forgot how we felt originally. And to your point, being able to go back to that and say, wow, look at the personal growth I've achieved in just the few days, weeks, or months I've been doing this. And that, I think, also provides motivation to continue along your journey.
That's interesting. I love that, where you say, I feel I'm only at a 5 in this category, and then you realize a few weeks ago I was at a 2, so I've made significant progress, not where I want to be, but I'm making significant progress. From Overwhelmed to Inspired, your personal guide to health and well-being, Dr. Mary Jane Rogers, the author, is our guest on the program. You say at the beginning, let's take it together one step at a time, and that us is important because you've struggled like the rest of us in the beginning, didn't you? You went through all of the different processes you talk about.
Right, I have, and I will share with you that these are things that we all go through every day. You know, it doesn't what we have the tools that you have in the book are tools that allow you to face each day. So it's not as though your life will suddenly, you'll turn a corner and it'll be utopia for the rest of your life. We are always going to face a challenge somewhere along the way, and these tools give you the opportunity to understand what it is and how to face that challenge. For myself, as you know, we've talked about, I came from a home riddled with alcoholism and divorce and, you know, a lot of problems growing up. For me, that behavior, that obsessive compulsive behavior that is alcoholism manifested in eating disorders. So I struggled for years and years and years and years with eating disorder. And the thing about eating disorder is, as opposed to a drug addiction or an alcohol addiction, one can give up alcohol, one can give up drugs, but one cannot give up food. You'll starve to death. So dealing with food is a relationship issue that we have to learn to deal with. So many of us need to break up with the bad relationship we have.
Exactly.
And start a new and healthy relationship with food and movement.
And as we talked in the beginning, it starts with loving yourself and loving from within and your idea of wellness, because you are unique. Covered so much ground on the program, and so much more you'll find in the book, From Overwhelmed to Inspired, Your Personal Guide to Health and Well-Being by Dr. Mary Jane Rogers. The book is available at our website, drmaryjane.com. Of course, available at Amazon, the usual places. Link onto our website, and you can go directly to Dr. Mary Jane's website. Great information there, not only on the book, but so many other aspects of profound wellness that she talks about. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing time with us. Hopefully we can do it again. Great having you with us on the program. Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America, the book once again, From Overwhelmed to Inspired, Your Personal Guide to Health and Well-Being by Dr. Mary Jane Rogers. Her website, drmaryjane.com. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.